1057 The Hawk, WCHR-FM Manahawkin, a Town Square Media station. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 1057 The Hawk. 1057 The Hawk, classic rock for the Jersey Shore. Welcome to the Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on 1057 The Hawk and the Shore Sports Network. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall, the Shore's premier medical imaging provider.
Participating sponsors of high school football are Clee's Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights, and for breakfast, the Next Door Cafe, Ocean First Bank. Here for you since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Yolanda's River House in Ocean Gate. Gold Fever. Catch it. Watch it. In downtown Point Pleasant Beach. Bayville Auto Care. From tires to major repairs. On Route 9 in Bayville. And Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Part of Barnabas Health. Every day, extraordinary.
Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 1057 The Hawk and 1057thehawk.com.
A picture-perfect Friday night here in the Jersey Shore area down in Southern Ocean County. We get you set for high school football on 105.7 The Hawk. Along with Ed Sarluka and Kevin Williams, I'm Matt Harmon, and we are ready to roll for an A-South matchup as the Rams of Southern Regional getting set to take on the Indians of Toms River South. These teams both playing their second game of the season. Southern Regional was a winner last week against Freehold Township in a lightning-shortened game, 28-0, and the Indians fell to Central Regional by a score of 29-26. Kevin Williams will start up here in the box, setting up an interesting matchup. These teams are now divisional rivals in addition to being county rivals, as Toms River South making the leap up to Class A South. No team wants to start 0-2, so the Rams have a bit of a daunting task in for themselves tonight, as the Rams are the defending conference champions.
And clearly the favorite in this one, Matt. Good evening, everyone. We are at Goldberg Memorial Field in Manahawkin, what is a beautiful night for high school football. Indeed, Toms River South, a heartbreaker last week, losing on the final play of the game to Central Regional 29-26 on a Golden Eagle field goal in a game that certainly looked like it was headed to overtime. As you mentioned, Southern winning rather easily over Freehold Township in a game that was halted by lightning early. And indeed, a little pressure on Toms River South tonight not to get off to that 0-2 start. And indeed, against a team, as we all have pretty much touted as the favorite to win Class A South and maybe defend that championship. But certainly, I would think a lukewarm favorite, not a heavy favorite. And I think Toms River South feels like if they can hit a couple of big plays, they could stay very much in this ball game tonight.
39 years in between championships for Southern Regional, 1972 and then last year, 2011. They went 8-2 overall and finished 5-0 in Class A South. And Ed, maybe for the first time in a long time, you know, there are heavy expectations on this Southern team. For so long, they were a program we all waited to get over the hump. Now are they? Now, since they got over the hump last year with a conference championship finally, the question is, can they continue it with some good consistent play here in 2012?
Well, needless to say, the first goal this year, Matt, is to win back-to-back championships. It's really hard to believe that it was 39 years between championships for the Rams. I remember the days of Ronnie Emmert, who basically was a longtime coach here and just couldn't believe that they had never won one. But to win back-to-back will not be easy. This is the first step for the Rams, Toms River South, but they've got to go through a pretty good Brick Memorial team, a very good Toms River North team, and also another good Lacey football team. So not going to be easy for the Rams, and you're right, Matt. They are the hunted this year, not the hunter.
Kevin, you've got to wonder a little bit, too, even though Toms River South lost their game last week, they played at least a full game for Southern. You know, you wait so long to get through the preseason, scrimmages kind of come and go, and then you have that opening game, and it gets called in the third quarter. Now, Southern was very much in control of that game, 28-0, which wound up being the final score, but still they weren't able to play a full four quarters. I'm not sure if that has any relevance in the game tonight. We'll have to kind of wait and see how it plays out a little bit.
But I think it's a point worth mentioning, and I'm sure if Southern coach Chuck Donahue would tell you, he would have preferred to play 48 minutes of football instead of about 34 as he did a week ago. You know, I think it's an interesting game in that Toms River South has some athletes. They made some plays against Central last week. You know, they have a second-year head coach in Ron Signorino Jr. They won three games a year ago. They were in a lot of games. A couple of the coaches were telling me the problem that they have right now is trying to get these kids to believe in themselves and to win and get a feeling of what it's like to win football games. It's been some bleak years. 2 years ago, they were winless. Winless than three wins last year under a new coaching staff. But the kids yet, I don't think, believe in themselves. And winning a game like this tonight certainly would do that, although a team like the Rams with the experience and now a team that, as you said, has gotten over the hump and learned what it's like to win will not be easy.
Quick timeout for us here on the pregame show. It's the open MRI of Wall game of the week. We're back to preview Southern Regional playing host to Toms River South right after the 60-second timeout on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
And tonight's game is presented by Open MRI of Wall. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall, the premier medical imaging provider at the Jersey Shore.
The Indians of Toms River South have taken the field here at Goldberger Memorial Field on the campus of Southern Regional High School. The Rams coming in with a mark of 1-0. Toms River South at 0-1, trying to get that first win of the season, which for a lot of teams is the hardest one to come by, especially with a program in the Indians that has been down a little bit. We mentioned in the open the weather, and as we go down to our man on the sideline, it's Sarluka. Ed, you couldn't ask for much better of a night. The wind, no factor, low humidity, and right around the low 70, 70, 72 degrees.
Yeah, absolutely perfect night to play this one, Matt. About 20 degrees probably difference from last Friday night when there was severe cramping up and down the shore by kids because of the humidity. Don't expect to see too much of that tonight. Perfect night. The wind, that was, a fairly good breeze during the pregame activities, now has died down. The ribbons on the goalpost absolutely standing still. So perfect night to play this one.
One of back-to-back weeks that we'll have here at Southern Regional. We'll also be back for the game next week against as the Rams will play host and take on the Mariners of Toms River North. And I think, Kevin, this is one of those games for Southern that if you look at how their schedule is, you know, you get through the opener and then you have what has been maybe your biggest rival in Toms River North next week. Could this be a bit of a trap game against Toms River South?
You know what? I don't think so, Matt, because it's the home opener. And, you know, for the seniors, this is something special. It's your last home opener as a high school player, so I don't think that's going to be a problem tonight for Southern getting ready for this one.
We pause for the national anthem. We are back in 2 minutes right after this break. It's Southern and Toms River South. It's all part of the Open MRI of Wall game of the week on 105.7 The Hawk.
There's something special about seeing your son take the field with his team. The roar of the crowd as they charge between lines of cheerleaders, fists punching the cool night air. You hear the tinny echo of the PA and the familiar fight song from the marching band. And it takes you back to when you were on that field, in these stands, so many years ago. This is the stuff high school memories are made of. Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to be a part of Jersey Shore High School football. And should the need arise, we're ready with the region's most experienced team of orthopedic sports medicine specialists, experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. Football season won't last forever, but the memories will. To learn more about the extraordinary orthopedic care you'll find at Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
Now, back to the Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
We are back here from Southern Regional High School. Rams and the Indians getting set to kick off. Let's go down to the field and check in on the coin toss.
Okay, for identification purposes, Toms River South will be white. Southern will be black. Let me introduce the other officials to you. Behind the Toms River South captains is Mr. Robert Bunn, is your back judge. Over to Toms River South sideline is Mr. Schwartz. He is your back judge. Behind the Southern captains is Mr. Frankie is your field judge. This is Mr. Bortula. He is your umpire. Mr. Lozowitz, your referee. Since you're visitors, you get to call the flip.
This side is heads.
While this side is tails.
You tell me what you want right now.
Tails.
Once tails, we're going to read it off the ground. And it is tails. You've won the toss.
Okay, what goal?
You want to defend the scoreboard, correct? Stand with your back to the scoreboard.
South.
Okay, the Indians have won the toss and have elected to receive.
That was our referee, Paul Lozowitz. Tonight's coin toss brought to you by Gold Fever. Catch it, watch it on Arnold Avenue in downtown Point Pleasant Beach.
Rams trying to go to 2-0 to open up the season. Tom's River South trying to pick up their first win of the year after going 0-10 2 years ago, a marked improvement in the second year of Ron Signorino's. This is the second year of Ron Signorino Jr.'s head coaching career here at Tom's River South. 3-7 last year. Chuck Donahue Sr., the longtime head coach here for Southern in his 15th year, 38th overall as he was a coach in Southern Jersey before coming here to Manahawkin. 217-148-4, his overall record, not including last week's win, 218 coming in to tonight. Going back deep to receive the kick, Khalil Green, who had a monster game in a loss a week ago, rushing the ball for Tom's River South, over 150 yards. He will be joined by number six, that is Raskeek Opepe, getting set to kick off. Rob Yazer, number 15, puts the ball at the 40-yard line.
Week two of the high school football season. Tom's River South at Southern. We're delighted you're joining us right here on the Hawks. Should be a good one.
Packed house here on the home side as the turnout always great for Southern football. A pooch kick to start it off. Will bounce down the 30-yard line. And the kick fallen on and scooped up by Robert Haley, number 25. It'll be Indian football to get this one up and going. Tom's River South under the direction of senior quarterback Trevor Signorino. 6'2", 185. He will be joined in the backfield by Khalil Green, number 2. The slot men, Darius Hart and Robert Haley. Brian Morrison and Tommy Ventner, the two wide receivers. Sergio Hernandez and Scott Stuber, the tackles. Sean Conway and Brandon Kelly, the guards. And Jordan Hayes is the center. Signorino will come up under center. Send trips out to his right. Single man back to the left is Morrison. Long cadence, five-man front shown, and a blitz coming for Southern. Here is the give to Green. Started at the 30, pushes the pile forward to the 33-yard line for a gain of 3 to bring up a 2nd and 7. A tackle made by Al Manzo, one of the two inside linebackers for Southern, the other being Nick Manafo. Up front, Anthony Spezial and Zach Amir, the two defensive ends. Ryan Boyle and Frank Thiessen, the two tackles. Bailey Bellissimo is the nose man in the back for Nick Hem and Oliver Bissey. The corners, Logan Sheehan and Mike Jasicki, are the two safeties. 2nd and 7. Two receivers either side. Now man in motion. Option this time coming to the left. Signorino will keep it. Spin forward. Get to the 37 before being upended there by Bellissimo and Manafo. It will bring up a 3rd down and 3. We are up and running. A minute gone by in the first quarter. No score between Tom's River South and Southern.
Tonight's starting lineups powered by Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair. Take care of your car. Visit Mark's Transmission at 911 Charles Drive in Tom's River. 732-244-7300. Same old guy, just a new name, Mark's Transmission.
Some of the numbers last week for the Indian offense. They rushed the ball for 278 yards, threw for another 110. Signorino was 3 of 7 on the year. They also had another pass that was a long touchdown from Berry. Now on a 3rd and 3. Option again to the left side, and again Signorino will keep it. This time he will have a 1st down. Takes it out to about the 42-yard line. Shannon Manzo combining on the stop. So 3 consecutive runs for Tom's River South. Gets them another 1st down. They will keep possession and have it at their own 43-yard line.
Well, whenever you play against the slot option attack as the Indians run, you must play assignment football on the defensive side of the line, and right now it looks like they are geared up to stop the A-back And Signorino has had some room on both second and third down, and they do get that first down.
Trips again off to the right. Single wingman is Darius Hart back to the left. Green stays in as that ace back. Option left. Signorino will keep it. Late pitch will go out of bounds. It'll go as a loss on the play. Bit of miscommunication there between Robert Helly and Signorino.
The back had already, so I'm just going to say, Matt, the back had already turned upfield like he had thought there was no chance he was getting the pitch, and they were lucky that was on the short side of the field. Otherwise, that could have been a lost fumble.
It is a loss of one to bring up second and 11. I'd have to side on that one with Robert Helly. I mean, at some point, you do kind of get upfield a little bit and maybe get involved in the blocking scheme. Number 23, Brian Morrison, comes to the near sideline, trips up top to the right here on second down and 11. Option this time out to the right. Quick pitch goes to Green. He will cut it upfield, have the first down. Flag is out. Green will rumble his way down into Ram territory, tackled at the Southern 37. This will be a hold, however, thrown at the 45-yard line. Two flags down, one thrown at the line of scrimmage, one at the 45. Both, I think, indicating holding. So this one coming all the way back.
Go ahead, Ed.
I was just going to say, Tommy Venter, the wide out for Toms River South, came back to crack back and grabbed the defensive end, allowing Green to get outside, and negates a pretty good carry by Green.
And, of course, a lot of times it is the hold that creates the play. So, it's especially on the outside like that. So that crack back block could have been the reason why Green was able to turn upfield and get a nice game, but it's all for naught.
Second down and 20 coming up. 9:20 and rolling here in the first quarter. A lot of motion. Here's the give inside to Hart. Going to bounce it off at the line of scrimmage, then be driven backwards by a half a yard. Set up third down and 21. Good interior pressure by Ryan Boyle, the senior defensive tackle.
Well, in this situation, third down and long, you would think this is a passing situation. I wouldn't be surprised if South maybe run something like a screen or a delay. I don't know, Matt, how good of a long, deep throwing team they are. I saw Trevor a lot during the summer, during the 7-on-7, and I don't know that he's your prototypical deep thrower. We'll see what happens here.
Third down, let's call it 21. Trips off to the left side. Pump once for Signorino. Now scrambled, come left, throws against his body. Lets it fly, and it's intercepted. Mike Dusicki stepping in the passing lane. He will have it at the Indian 49-yard line, where Southern will take it over, first down and 10.
Just a bad decision there. He was looking for Robert Helly. And again, what do we talk about so often? There's a right-handed thrower rolling to his left, throwing across his body, never really planted. Bad decision by the senior leads to the turnover, and Southern will go on offense.
8:35 remaining here in the first quarter. Dan Higgins is the senior quarterback for Southern Regional. Abe Gonzalez and Rob Yazer, the two running backs. Three wide receivers going to check in here. Jasicki will stay near side. Nick Hem going up top along with a slot receiver. On first and 10 now for Southern. From the shotgun is Higgins. He will hand it off. First man through. That is number 36, Abe Gonzalez, who will pick up two, maybe three, down to the 46-yard line. Jimmy Ayers is the tight end. Tom Pasquale and Nick Jinks, the two tackles. Frank Thiessen and Ryan Boyle, the guards. Bailey Bellissimo is the center. Southern sending slot man Vinny Colicchia out to the left side of the formation. Receivers either side. Higgins checks things over. Again, we'll give it. It's Gonzalez to get the carry. Spins his way forward to the Indian 40 and works his way down to the 39-yard line. Otis Kearney with the tackle. It'll be close to a first down.
Talking even to the Toms River South defensive coaches, the problem for them tonight is matchups. They think the strength of the Southern team is the Rams' offensive line. It's very good. They think the weakness of the South defense is the defensive line. So Southern may have a big advantage up front.
Yazer and Gonzalez this time will split the backfield. Third down and about a half a yard. Slot receiver combination up top, sideline left. Here's the give to Gonzalez. He will have the first down, not by much, but enough with a second effort to take it to the 38-yard line. Russell Messler on the tackle, one of the linebackers in this 3-4 alignment for Toms River South. Alex Brennan and Scott Stuber, the ends. Jimmy Allen is the nose man. Matt Marukas and Billy Kosh, the outside linebackers. Messler and Giovanni Achura, the inside backers. Maynor Puerto and Jared Egan, the corners. Otis Carney and Darius Hart, the two safeties. First down and 10. Cole Chia back in as a slot man to the left side of the formation. Jasicki and Hem split the wide receiver spot. High snap. Higgins able to pull it down. Give it to Gonzalez. Big pull up the middle to the 25-20. 15-10. Tripped up inside the 15-yard line by Darius Hart, the safety. They'll spot it at the 12. Good explosive run by Gonzalez.
Well, that's the old proverbial. You could drive a truck through that hole. The Southern offensive line really opening up some big holes. And listen, the Rams have a great passing game, but as long as they'll have success on the ground, they'll be very content.
Higgins right back to the line of scrimmage on first and 10. The give again is to Gonzalez. This time as he cuts back at the line of scrimmage, Jimmy Allen able to wrap him up and take him down, but not before Gonzalez takes it inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line for a gain of close to 5. Bring it up second and 5, almost already midway through this first quarter. No score.
Our first score of the night, guys. Brick Memorial off to a quick start. 7-0, a Saplinski to Mike Basile, our player of the game last week. A 10-yard touchdown pass. Brick Memorial, 7-0 over Middletown North.
Rumson leading St. John Vianney 7-0 in the first quarter as well. Three wide into the game. Low snap. Higgins able to get that one. Here's the give to Yazor off the right side. Yazor bouncing forward, stretching it across the pylon. They will say pushed out at the 1, where it will be first and goal.
For sure looked like he got the ball on the pylon.
Well, that's what Yazor tried to do, Kevin.
Yeah.
Good call. He was out, on about the 2, and he reached the ball. Might have got it over the pylon, but the referee says no. Puts just inside the 1-yard line.
Higgins looks to the sideline and gets the play call. Gonzalez and Yazor both in the game at the running back spot. One left, one right. Double tight end formation. Unbalanced line slanted to the right. Here's Gonzalez up the middle. Goes right, spins forward, waiting for the signal. Touchdown, Southern Regional. Rams punch it in from a yard out. Aiden Gonzalez scoring for the first points on the board this evening.
Well, the interception by Mike Kazicki sets up the short drive, and the Rams all on the ground chew up nearly 50 yards, and it was way, way too easy if you're a Toms River South fan.
Yazor on for the extra point to make it 7-0, and Southern certainly did make that drive look pretty easy working down the field.
Oh, very nice running attack by the Rams. Took their time getting the signals from the sideline. And as you said, Kevin, offensive line versus D-line.
Yazor, the extra point, will hook that in the left upright and make it 7-0 Rams. 5:43 to play in the opening quarter. We're back in 30 seconds with more of the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week here on the Shore Sports Network, broadcasting on 105.7 The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Our first score of the night brought to you by Patty Romano of REMAX at Barnegat Bay. Real estate with a personal touch where service doesn't end at 5. Patty Romano, REMAX at Barnegat Bay.
Yazor on to kick off for the second time tonight. Steps in, drives this one. Green lets it bounce at the 10, fields it from the 9 to the 15, out to the 20. We'll take it to the 25-yard line and get to the 27, where the Indians will have it first down and 10 for their second possession of the night. Some scores to pass along. Brick Memorial leading their game by a score of 14-0. Shore on top of Asbury Park, 7-0. And Rumson leading St. John Vianney by a score of 14-0.
Here with 5:37 left in the opening quarter, Southern over Toms River South, 7-0. Second possession of the night for the Indians. The first resulted in a Mike Kazicki interception of a Trevor Signorino pass, set up a short touchdown.
Brian Morrison will come wide receiver near sideline. Tommy Ventner up top to the right. Wings either side for Signorino. Signorino will keep it. Quick option play off left guard. Dive out over the 30. Get to the 31. Gain of about 2.5. Bring up
before Nick Jinks, who made the stop for the Rams.
Second down, we'll call it seven as the Indians break from their huddle. Ventnor again up top, sideline right. Morrison staying near sideline left. Haley and Hart, the two wings, one to either side. Signorino checks over the defense, sends Haley in motion. He'll get the pitch, running left. Cuts back against some pressure, gets to the 35-yard line. Surges forward to the 36. Going to be a little short of the first down. And give a lot of credit that time to Robert Haley. He was stopped in the backfield by Oliver Bissi, who had a crack at him. Manafo and Bellissimo had to come over to make the tackle. Could have been a 3-yard loss. Instead, turns into a 5-yard gain to bring up third down and two.
Yeah, it was a good job by number 14, Al Manzo from Southern, who turned that play inside. But no help from the inside backers, allowing the Indians to pick up a very makeable third down and one here.
Khalil Green in the three-point stance. Good-looking sophomore. Hart on the carry. Wants to throw on a halfback pass. It will go into the ground and go incomplete. Tommy Ventnor, the intended target. And on fourth down, the Indians will have to punt it away.
Rather interesting play call there by offensive coordinator Matt Martin. This Toms River South team is a real family affair. Of course, the Signorino family. Head coach Ron Signorino Jr., the quarterback Trevor is his son. Matty Martin, the offensive coordinator, is Trevor's uncle, who also played here. And, of course, Ron Signorino Sr., the patriarch of the family, also on the South coaching staff. So a lot of interesting discussions at dinner time, including what was that play call?
Yep. Yeah, I didn't like the call, guys. Third and one. Let's get a first down. Keep the ball away from the Rams, especially after their first possession when they drove it right down. I would have liked to have seen them run the ball there, pick up the first down. Of course, it's hindsight, and halfback option passes, if they work, they usually go for six. That time, Hart threw it into the ground.
I just feel like South has to keep their defense off the field a little bit, and that's, as you said, a makeable first down. You got to keep the ball on the ground. Oh, here we go.
Signorino doubles as the punter, just pinned the Rams back at their own 25-yard line after a decent punt. Southern will come out here for their second possession on a first and 10. Tight end left, two receivers right, split backs for the senior Higgins, the quarterback. Calls the cadence, will keep it on the ground, give it to Yazor this time off the left side. Able to get to the 32-yard line, gain of two, bring up a second and eight. 3:45 and rolling here from down in Southern Ocean County. Back-to-back weeks at the home of the Rams. Next week you can join us for Southern and Toms River North. Should be a good one as well. Always a rivalry that has developed over the last half dozen years between the two teams. Second down and a long seven coming up for Southern. Man in motion is Gonzalez. He'll get it. Jet sweep off the right side. And out to the 35-yard line. Upended there right at the line of scrimmage. At the first down marker by Darius Hart. Going to rule it just a bit shy, about a half yard shy.
Well, the problem for South is what do they do, man? If they just concentrate on stacking the run, you know what that leads to. A Mike Kosicki deep downfield, but I think they've got to try and take away this running game a little bit. It's been very easy for Southern so far.
That's all they've done so far is run the ball. Jasicki will go near sideline right. Tight end airs that way as well. Slot receiver set up top to the left side of the formation. Here's the inside carry again for Gonzalez. He will spin forward, stay on his feet. Great tackles and take it into Indian territory. Upended at the Toms River South 47-yard line. Stopped after a 2-yard gain. Great run by Abe Gonzalez, finally taken down by Kosh, the outside linebacker.
Well, last year it was T.J. Bellissimo who carried, about 45 times a game. This year it looks like they got a couple of horses back there in Gonzalez and Yazor, and they also have another one back from injury the first week, which we'll talk about in a second.
Vinny Colaccia, up top slot man. Again, Southern will keep it on the ground, pound it forward that time with Yazor, who's upended by Marukas after a 1-yard pickup at the Toms River South 46-yard line. 2 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. Rams lead it 7-0.
Matt, that other back I spoke of, number 45, junior Jesse Bauta, who is 6'2", 210 pounds. He's the battering ram and also expected to see some carries tonight.
Single back sent this time as Yazor stays in behind Higgins. It'll be Yazor this time off right guard. Southern just playing smash-mouth football. Three-yard pickup down to the Indian 43-yard line. Host of white jerseys in on the tackle. We'll bring up third down and six. And, Kevin, one of the rare times tonight we've seen Southern in what at least is a traditional throwing down.
We might see Higgins throw for the first time tonight. By the way, Gonzalez last week against Friel Township, 63 yards on the ground and a couple of touchdowns.
Mike Jasicki, the favorite target, and it looks like we will have a timeout taken by Toms River South. We'll keep it here with 107 remaining in a fast-moving first quarter. Southern leads it 7-0.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, affiliates of Barnabas Health. Every day extraordinary. Kevin Williams, Matt Harmon, Ed Sarluka here at Goldberger Memorial Field at Southern Regional High School, along with Brad Uriscano, Lauren Bajica back at the studios of 105.7 The Hawk. Week two of the high school football season, a Class A South tussle with Toms River South taking on Southern, and the Rams with a third down and six, and maybe we get to see that first pass of the evening for them.
Yeah, right now it looks like Yazor is the the tackle-to-tackle guy, and Gonzalez a little bit, maybe a hair quicker than Yazor, and pretty good speed. He's broken a couple of runs after contact.
A couple more scores to pass along for you right now while we have a second. Barnegat leading Manchester 6-0. Mattawan with a 7-0 advantage on Freehold Borough.
Jackson leads Toms River East 6-0. Still Brick Memorial 14, Middletown North 0.
What would we do without Twitter?
Oh, boy.
Third down and six coming up. Colachia splitting out slot man along with Hem.
By the way, follow me at Shore Sportsman. Okay.
Selfless plug right there. Trips now out to the left. Jasicki slot man back to the right. He will go in motion across the formation. He'll fake to Jasicki. Want him in the flat. The pass is incomplete. Not a great throw by Higgins. Let him too much. And it will bring up a fourth down, and the Rams will bring on the punt team.
So Higgins' first pass of the evening goes incomplete, and the South defense comes up with a much-needed stop there. Although the way the ball flips, Southern should turn the possession side to their favor, as they'll be punting from about their own 42-yard line.
Just over a minute remaining here in the first quarter. Tymir Berry back deep. Jasicki doubles as the punter. This one will bounce at the 12-yard line and then be stopped at the 14 by the Ram coverage team, where Toms River South will have it. First and 10, trailing 7-0.
Well, I don't think there's much doubt from the first couple of possessions we saw with Toms River South, Matt. They really do want to run the ball and hope. And I think they're aware of the fact that it's going to be hard for them to drive the ball down the field on 15-play, 70-yard drives. But what they're looking is to get one of their athletes in some open space and maybe make a big play. They did that last week against Central Regional, although this Southern defense, obviously a little bigger and tougher maybe than the Golden Eagles from a week ago.
I will say this, though. That was a very important defensive stop for the Indians there.
Signorino up under center. Wing receiver combination either side. Here's the inside carry. It will again go to Green, who has stopped a yard over the line of scrimmage for a one-yard pickup to bring up a second down and nine. That stop made by Manafo, the middle linebacker.
Nick Manafo led the Rams last week against Friel Township. Remember, less than three quarters, he had nine tackles and a sack. Pretty good numbers for the inside linebacker.
Trips this time out to the right. Billy Kosh has come in as a slot receiver. Signorino runs option to the right. Quick pitch goes to Green. Stopped at the line of scrimmage. Good open field tackle by Hem. After a small gain, it will bring up third down and eight.
This is the situation the Indians do not want to
be
in. Because Southern will, that'll be the quarter, Matt.
That will take us to the end of our first set of 12 minutes. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll start the second quarter right after this quick pause. A 30-second break with Southern leading 7-0. You're listening to our open MRI of Wall. Game of the week on 105.7 The Hawk.